T-Mobile.
Out there running around that stud horse this morning. N0TR.
I went to Publix and picked up a prescription. And, but I'm putting it up for sale. I put some money down on a new 4Runner. It's supposed to be here in 60 to 90 days.
You hate to let it go, but it's probably a smart move, Dave. You're surely getting... You've had that long enough. You've had your fun. Well, I'm just sitting here drinking a cup of coffee and... eating a half a grapefruit. Looking over here at QRZ right quick, but looks like, as usual, about 99% FT8. I have a new Worm 60 antenna I've never used until this year, a vertical. And I heard you talking about working China on the computer the other day. Well, I heard him on that 160 antenna. I think it was night before last. And I tried a couple of times to get him, but I didn't. But I've worked China quite a few times from Kansas, but I've never worked it from down here. And I was really surprised to hear it on that. And I went between the three different antennas, and that one was the best. So sounds like it's going to work, by golly.
I haven't made many contacts in China, but a few, and I'd have to look at the logbook, but I hadn't had my HF rig on in probably 3 months or more. I still don't have my antenna back up. I did get the wire for it, though, so... I just need to, measure it out and cut it and get it, hooked up to the ballon and the insulators and then shoot it up in the trees.
I got some of that, 7-strand. Copper clad steel that's insulated. I think it's a number 513 silky or something like that. And that's the best dang antenna wire I've ever used. How many feet did you need, Dave?
I needed 135. I bought 150. And it's 13 gauge, 19 strand. The silky, like you're talking about, and copper clad. So that's what Bill told me to get in 4IQ. So I figure he knows more about it than I do.
Well, it's 99% of us. Yeah, excellent idea. That's the good stuff. I thought it was just 7-strand, but whatever it is, it's good. I know Bob had a tree fall on his up there in Hendersonville, and he just bent it down till he cut the tree off of it. And Bill is the one that recommended it to me. And when it comes to wire antennas and stuff like that, he's the one that... got the greatest knowledge and experience with those of anybody I've ever known. And everything he's told me about them is top-notch. I tried putting up copper-clad steel for that 160, and Chad helped me get it up there. It didn't last 2 weeks, and it broke. I mean, literally broke. I put this other stuff up, and it's like my... other two antennas, and theoretically it should last for years and years and years, so I'm sure you'll be happy with that, this N0TR.
It looks like really good wire, and you know, so I just need to get on the ball and get it back up there. I've really been dragging my feet with it. Well, that and other things, I just haven't been motivated lately to do much of anything, I'll be honest with you. It's even hard for me to go out the door and play tennis as much as I love it. Once I get there, I'm fine, but, you know, I don't know, and it's mainly just the cold weather. I just don't like it. I don't like getting out in it, it's definitely not, doesn't motivate me to do anything.
You and me both, Dave, and the older you get, the worse it is. I used to laugh, the old man, and when I first went to work at this plant for 32 years as an electrician, industrial electrician, electronic technician, he always said he wore overalls all the time and long underwear in the winter, and that machine shop was cold. And he always said, when you get old, your blood gets thinner. Well, you know what? I don't know whether that's true or not, but he's sure right about being colder. Even Bernice, as tough as she is, it doesn't get any better, I can tell you for sure. Well, I'll report to you this. The kids were destined to come here. They're scheduled to come here Friday, yesterday, at 5:30 p.m. But the day before, they had a big party for Hal, my son-in-law, up there. And my daughter surprised him and had, five or six couples that they knew real well that he'd worked with over the years and neighbors. They come to this restaurant. And they had a nice party for him for his 60th birthday. So then, that makes me feel old. So then, Abby, she drove down from Ohio State University to be with him for her dad, of course. That's our granddaughter. And she drove back that night to Ohio State. And then there was to... She was to finish up something up there, I don't know, testing or something, and come back the next day to Detroit, and they were all going to fly down together. And the next morning, Friday morning, she texted her or called her mom, and she tested positive for COVID. So none of the kids got to come home yesterday. Bah, humbug.
It's making its rounds again, and, you know, people are going to have to be more careful. I've noticed more people wearing masks out in public, and definitely need to be washing our hands, and, you know, just taking precautions, because cold and flu is really taking off, too. And I got that from my daughter, the nurse. If anybody knows, she knows. And but anyway, so having said that, my son-in-law and my youngest daughter just celebrated their anniversary, and they went. Somebody gave him a couple of nights at Kiowa, and so they went down there, and he tested positive for COVID right before they left. He was supposed to make an appearance on Good Morning America for the Hallmark podcast that he does, him and a couple other guys, and since he tested positive for COVID, he doesn't have any symptoms. They won't let him in the studio, so they won't let him in the building, so they wouldn't fly him up there. So he's going to miss it this year, and I hate that for him, but he didn't have any symptoms.
LTR. Well, God bless him. That sucks. It really does. But it's wonderful that he has no symptoms. Abby's just got the sniffles, the granddaughter. And I don't know if Shelly and Hal, our daughter and son-in-law, show any symptoms of it, but they were definitely get on an airplane and fly down here around us. And I really respect them for that, because I don't want that stuff. But, yeah, you're right, it's out there. But I think a lot of this is getting vaccinated, especially with the flu virus being so prevalent this year. And then, also, we've had our updated Omicron. So if you do get it, and so much for natural immunity, because she'd had it already. Once or twice, Bernice. Twice. This is the second time. And, but her symptoms were mild. She'd been vaccinated. So that's good. But she's real young, too, of course. But it still stinks that they couldn't come down. But I think you're better off to have the vaccinations than not have them. Just my opinion, and there are a lot of opinions out there. But it's crazy, this world nowadays. You hear so many yeses and so many noes. You don't know what to believe, Dave.
For CPA. Well, I like to err on the side of caution, and I've had my flu shot. I've had my another booster COVID, and that was a few weeks ago. My 6-month checkup with my PCP, so you know, he takes care of me. He wants me to get my shingles shot, and I'm not gonna do that. I know 1 in 3 people get shingles after what, age 50 or something, but I'll just roll the dice on that one. I'm just not gonna do the shingles thing, and it's a couple of shots, and anyway. So, if I get it, I'll just have to endure. But, I definitely wanted to get the booster for the COVID and get the flu shot, and, I never have regretted doing that, and, so far, I had COVID before we got the shot, the first shot, back last year, year before last, whenever it was. I lost count. I think it was January of last year. But then we had the shots in March, the 2 shots you get, and then I've had 2 boosters since then, so. Oh, Lord. Well, I'm sitting in the garage here, so I'm going to jump out. And I'm planning on going to the gun show later on and pick me up some ammo. And I've got a part for an old shotgun I need to get.
Can I tell you a little story? Well, I appreciate that. And of all the things I've ever told you, you listen carefully to this. And I've seen it twice recently, but one horrible that the pharmacist dad had. And he showed me a picture of it, the shingles that he had. And the other one, my son-in-law's uncle got the shingles, like, for the second time in his life. And this guy's huge. He's an ex-Marine and the finest guy in the world. He was an executive for Michelin in the heavy tire industry. Anyways, he got shingles the other day, and he went in the bathroom, and just before they left, and his wife, Jan, was standing out on the porch, and he never come out. So she went back in, and he had collapsed in the floor and was shaking like a leaf and had a seizure. And he was so big, he had the bathroom door blocked. And he was upstairs. She's a nurse of many years, very, very experienced nurse. So anyway, she finally wedged in the door enough to pull him back and get him out and call 911. The shingles had turned into encephalitis and went into his spine. And he also, during this time, got mono somehow. I don't know if he got that at the hospital or what. He'd been in isolation and ICU and almost died several times. And just now, finally, they took him off the antibiotics last week and the IV once and sent him to rehab. He no sooner got there after they took the antibiotics off, and that very day he went back into convulsions because that stuff went to his brain and made his brain swell. And this guy's very intelligent. So they hauled him back to hospital right quick. He almost died again. They thought they were going to lose him. And now the antibiotics have finally worked, and they moved him to rehab day before yesterday, hoping that he might be able to learn to walk again from the bout with the shingles and what it turned into. So of all the things you ever do in your life that I could ever tell you, go get that shot, Dave. We've had them. I had both of them. But the second one, and I don't know for sure, but it's 90-some percent effective. I think 98% effective. And the pharmacist down there, like I said, he showed me a picture of his dad's shingles, and it'll make you sick at your stomach. So you go get that shot. It's worth every penny of it. And I had to pay for mine, because at that time the VA didn't have them and my insurance wasn't covering it. Bernice's insurance did, so I think Medicare and that covers it now. So your health insurance might. But I got it when it was first available. So you get that, and that's Tom's tip of the day for you, buddy. This is Gerald TR. Go ahead, Dave.
I second that, KA3JCA.
Favor, say aye.
Aye. Bernice, how close you to my breakfast? Real close? She's got to get my egg on over here, but JCA, thank you, sir. I appreciate the vote of confidence. go ahead.
But, Tom, there, I'll tell you that I caught it, the shingles, that I wish I had had the shot earlier or was told about it earlier, but once I got it cleared up, I had to wait a year to get the shot, but I got both of them, and I've only had two mild reoccurrences since then, but nothing like it was the first time. KA3JCA.
I wish we'd never had this conversation. Now I got to go get some more dang shots. Well, yeah, my wife told me, she said, you don't need to get that, you know, and I said, yeah, I don't think I do either. Well, thanks a lot, guys. Just something else to do. Yeah, I think they're free now. At least my doctor said they are. He said you can go, you know, CVS or whatever. I don't know. I have a problem getting shots at places like that, but I'd rather go to my doctor. I don't know why they don't give them, but evidently they don't. All right, well, let me clear out of here, I'll talk to y'all later, but enjoy the QSO. Thanks for the info, KP4CBA.
Okay, Dave, well, I hope it prevents you from ever getting them, and yeah, we got ours at Walmart, and we've had our Omicron shots at CVS. They do a fine job. We went to Taylor's and got shingles virus shot, and it cost me $175, and then Joyce, the pharmacist down there, said, well, I'll see you in, I don't know what it was, 10 days. I said, what for? She said, you got to have two shots. And so I paid $350 for it, and so you thank the good Lord that you can get it paid for. But I'll tell you what, after seeing what happened to John, and such a fine man, his name was John Funky, and he did nothing in his life since he retired but help other people through the American Legion and different things in his church. Take care. And K3JC, you can take it. 73, Dave. Have a good day. Yeah, I'll sign clear and go eat my breakfast. This is N0TR clear.
Okay, 5WLF.
Thanks, Leroy. I was just talking about you a little bit earlier. I don't know what it was about, Bernice. But it was good. Take care. She got my egg on over here, Leroy. Maybe I'll catch you later in 0TR.
Roger, I'm just pulling in the driveway, so I'll talk to you later.